Welcome to the 11th Anachal Amcha recording. The following story has been called in by a very chashav young man from Eretz Yisrael and Yashikoyach to Kavash Kachat Pratis for giving us rishus to say it over. There's a very chashav askan who helps people that need help with a certain government issue, and he's able to go down to a government office to speak on their behalf and to try to help them. Recently, however, this office changed their policy, and they said appointments are going to be required in advance, and the way to make appointments is going to be through the internet. Now, this askan was greatly puzzled. How is he going to go about helping people now? L'maise, he b'shita does not have a smartphone. He b'shita stays far, far away from the internet, because kayadua, the sakonas of the internet are great, and therefore the biggest shmira is not even to have access in the first place. That's the biggest shmira. And he did not want to change his policy. He had a starker policy to stay far away from the internet. But how is he going to help people now? Well, he wasn't sure. So L'maise, the next person that needed help, he was able to get an appointment, but it was very difficult. He wasn't able to do it through the internet. And however he went about doing it, it took a long time. And it was a huge lapse of time until he was able to get his next appointment. Finally, the day of that appointment came. He went down to the government office. He told the guard his name, and the guard checked on the paper, yes, you have an appointment, come right in. He went in, and he went over to the official that was helping him. And the official, who recognized him right away, he said, I haven't seen you for a long time. Is everything okay? They used to see each other, Kaseder, and they got friendly with each other. See, Pasha was concerned, you know, is everything okay? So the man replied and said, yes, Baruch Hashem, everything is okay. The reason why you haven't seen me, though, is let me explain. The office here, they changed their policy. Their policy now, as you know, is you got to have appointments through the internet. But I do not have a smartphone. Therefore, since I, Beshita, don't have this smartphone, it's very hard for me to get appointments. It's very difficult. And that's why you haven't seen me for a very long time. Now, this official working here, he knew very well, this askan, how dedicated he was in helping people, how he devoted so much time. And he pushed it so bad for him. He said, wow, I know that you spend so much koiches trying to help people, and now you have this dilemma in front of you now, how for religious reasons you do not want to have a smartphone, and I respect that, but how are you going to go about getting appointments now? You know what he said? Come with me right now. And together, they walked to the guard in the front. And this officer, he told the guard, you should know, whenever you see this man come down, let him in right away. He does not need appointments. We're going to squeeze him into the schedule. We'll always make time for him. And with that, this Yid had a Moyerdiki Yeshua. He was able to come down. Arayoyim. He's able just to show up. No appointments necessary. All in the schus of how he stays trying his hardest to stay far, far away from the internet. And we always have to remember, the ends don't justify the means. This Yid could have told himself, well, Lamais, I want to help people, therefore maybe I myself should get a smartphone. I have a good reason to get one, because I'll be able to help people. The ends don't justify the means. Unless you have a specific hetzer from your Das Torah, you need to stay far, far away from any shaykhis to the internet.